TJ, when you're coaching realtors at your firm, I often hear you talk about CRM. What is CRM?
Yeah, it's a great question. So CRM stands for Customer Relationship Management, and that's really crucial in all sales, certainly crucial in real estate sales. You've got a long-term client relationship here, and you have to make sure that you can manage those relationships over a long-term period of time. So everything starts with a good customer relationship management, and it's certainly what we teach here at my townhome.
What is your first recommendation to realtors to develop and maintain relationships?
Yeah, so coming back to the CRM, it's making sure that you have a system that's in place. And you know, if I go way back 20 plus years in my career, this started with a legal pad or a day planner, making sure that I wrote down each one of the clients that I had, new relationships that I had developed. It's there to track follow-up. I'm making sure that you're calling somebody in a timely basis so that you can be there again to serve their needs. And as technology grew, we wanted to be able to harness the power of that technology. And so we have a CRM system. It's an online web-based platform that we use here at my firm. And that is something that enables folks to be able to log in real time, to add all those contacts in, making sure that no client is falling through the cracks. And as you can imagine, as you start to get more and more clients in your database, you really do need a tool that's easy to navigate so that you can manage those prospects. Now, learning the tool in its own right, that's something that requires a lot of education and a lot of training, and we do that here. We want to make sure that everybody knows how to use this tool at its maximum capacity and use every little tip and technology that we have embedded in the tool itself.
Are there any common mistakes you've seen over the years relating to customer relationship management?
Yes, absolutely there are common mistakes, but I'm going to give you the biggest one. And again, this is a story from the beginning of my career. I had a lot of great opportunities through new construction and meeting a lot of people when I first started out in the real estate business. And the biggest mistake that I see is not developing a CRM system early enough in the career. It should be the first step that each realtor has in their career. And again, we've talked about the fact that your whole goal is to get more and more customers, to have more people that are in your network. So it's important that you stop and you make sure that you learn how to navigate that kind of a software, learn to develop your own system so that you can have everyone in there and you know what the follow-up points are. Going back and doing that retroactively is very difficult. Now, it can happen, and when we've got agents who are veteran agents who come into the firm, that's one of the things that we're doing is we're going back into their sphere, back into past clients, and we're putting that into the CRM system so that they can properly manage from that point forward. But don't skip that step. As salespeople, we want to go out and we want to find every lead we possibly can, but we don't want to stop and skip the step of getting a sound foundation and developing that CRM system.
Why is this so important?
Yeah, it is so important to set up the customer relationship management system early on in the process. You're losing opportunities. You're losing the ability to effectively and efficiently manage your client database every day that passes where you don't have that in place. Again, these are life lessons learned. If I could do it all over again, I would lay the foundation first and have the CRM tool in place and make sure that I was capturing all that information so that I could properly work it. And another thing that comes out of that is a learning experience. You know, you can figure out things that you're doing well and that you're not doing well. And it becomes very apparent when you have somebody in a CRM system. You can say, gosh, I missed this life cycle event that occurred. And that led to us not working together as a client broker relationship. Or, gosh, my follow-up on this was not where it needed to be. Or I had a referral that came in and, you know, did I properly manage that? Did I reach out to that person when I should? And I think all of that comes from not having that system in place and being able to follow step 1, 2, 3 and make sure that you are doing everything that you need in order to promote your own business and service your clients.
TJ, this is great information. What steps do you recommend realtors take after developing a CRM?
Yes, now you've laid the foundation, now you have the CRM in place, and now the fun begins. Now we're talking about lead development. We're going to identify the sources where we can get each one of those leads. And not enough time to do it on this video, but in a follow-up video, I'm going to go through developing your lead sources and how we can really start to pack that CRM full of some great opportunities.